All across Bloomington, visual imagery with a recognizable look keeps turning up. Boldly outlined, iconic figures on richly decorated or brightly colored surfaces grace the gates to the new playground at Bryan Park, WTIU's Friday Zone set, and, in three dimensions, the Beeline Trail. On a smaller scale, mixed-media mosaics by the artists of Stonebelt are getting increasing exposure in galleries and restaurants. In January, a local restaurant hosted an opening for an exhibition of Stonebelt work.
This is Denise Hellenberg. Okay. Denise is one of our artists, too. Denise is your help.
We took a closer look at Denise's pastel.
What is it a scene of?
Water and everything.
I feel like I see water and maybe a forest or...
Yeah, a forest there. Yeah. There's a bunch of forests there.
All of the art on display was created by people with developmental disabilities.
The transformative power of this art is just incredible. Some of these artists they didn't even want to come in the art room. They were so worried that they couldn't do it. And now if you ask them what they do, they say, well, I'm an artist.
Larry Pigeot is the director of business development at Stonebelt, the nonprofit organization that provides support and education for individuals with disabilities, is celebrating its 50th anniversary this year. Leslie Green is Stonebelt's CEO.
We started as a group of parents who needed services for their children who otherwise either didn't have services and stayed at home or might have been institutionalized. And this group of parents said, no, we want local services, we want education for our children. So they started the Stonebelt School, and eventually that grew into adult programs and all kinds of work programs and residential. So now we're about 500 employees and about 2,500 consumers or clients that we serve.
Stonebelt Art and Craft is just one of the programs that the agency offers, with the goal of stimulating clients with meaningful work, providing professional skills, and integrating them into the community. At the facility on 10th Street, some clients manufacture leather belts and wooden lawn furniture.
If they actually make a product, you know, something they can look at the end of the day, they get a great sense of satisfaction out of that. And rather than during the days when we had a huge contract with General Electric, at the end of the day, people would say, I did 500 work pieces. Well, now people can say, I mean, I made a piece of art, or I made 100 belts today, or I made 2 chairs today. And there's a much greater sense of satisfaction about that.
The nerve center of Stonebelt Art and Craft is the studio run by Karen Holtzclaw. She helps artist Nikki Coffey paint from her recumbent wheelchair, using a special glove to grasp a dowel with a sponge affixed to one end.
Karen, put it in my hand.
Karen, put it in your hand.
I have this glove.
Do you love painting, Nikki?
Yeah.
What do you like about it?
I use my hands.
Nikki is one of the artists whose life has been transformed by making art.
She was someone who I didn't even think was verbal, because I saw her in the hallway and we'd make eye contact and stuff. But now that she's in the art room, we have these wonderful conversations about her art. We've developed a really wonderful relationship.
Back in the studio, Nikki had a request for Larry.
Sure. What can I do for you?
I need some paint at home.
You need some paper and paint at home, don't you?
You have to ask my staff.
That's your staff.
Well, when your staff comes, have them come find me, okay? And we'll talk about it. We'll see what we can do.
Where is your office?
My office. My office is down around the corner. Room 104.
Like its other occupational programs, Stonebelt Art and Craft not only stimulates clients' creativity, but incentivizes them financially.
The clients are making independent income in there. Sandy, for example, her staff told me that she just bought her first set of bedroom furniture ever in her whole life with her art money. She'd always just taken whatever people had given her. And so she's really proud of herself.
The artists are compensated for their work when a piece sells, and additional proceeds go back into the organization. Larry has been successful in seeking out corporate clients for the art and launching a series of exhibitions around Bloomington.
We had a little gallery store downtown just for 2 months, the Holiday Gallery. We sold over 200 pieces. Mm-hmm. People really react to them. The most common, you know, people will say it makes them happy.
Yeah.
That was pretty much what everybody said. The work just makes them happy.
Back in the studio, I admired a collage Carolyn Abbott was making out of pink chenille and glitter.
Yeah, that's a pretty darn good flamingo. And I love the way that you made the grass. I bet everyone wants to touch your work, right? And not just look at it.
actually, Carolyn started out just separating the iron, right?
Yeah.
She finally came across. Now we can't get her away from this table. It makes two or three a day.
I love it. I enjoy it. That's all. Yeah.
For Artworks, I'm Yael Cassander.